This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, August 4th, brought to you by the American Coalition for Ethanol. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the condition of the U.S. corn crop holding steady with last week, while soy condition decreased by a point. That's according to the USDA's crop progress report this afternoon. The Ag Department said 6% of corn acres were dented, while 88% were silking. 73% of the crop still rated good to excellent. Soybeans blooming on 85% of acres, 69% of the crop in good to excellent condition. The spring wheat crop is 95% headed and 5% harvested. Winter wheat, 86% harvested. Expectations for a record U.S. crop and big harvest in other growing regions have pushed down corn futures to their lowest mark since fall of 2020. That's when they were coming back from the COVID slump. The national sorghum producers today congratulating Luke Lindberg on his confirmation as U.S. Department of Agriculture Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs. NSP Chair Amy France said, "Trade is the lifeblood of sorghum farming families, and having a strong advocate for agriculture at the table makes all the difference. I'm confident his experience and drive will open more doors for U.S. farmers and ensure our voices are heard on the global stage." National Association of Wheat Growers President Pat Clement said Lindbergh's deep understanding of trade policy and strong commitment to American agriculture makes him well-suited to advance U.S. wheat growers' priorities on the global stage. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall said, quote, "Farm Bureau welcomes Luke Lindbergh to his new role at USDA, guiding decisions that impact agricultural trade. Rarely has there been such an active time when it comes to trade discussions and impacts to American farmers, so Luke certainly has his work cut out for him." Tyson Foods raising its annual revenue forecast and reporting better than expected quarterly earnings today. Consumers' increasing appetite for chicken helping to offset steep losses in the beef business. Shares rallied 4% after dropping Friday to their lowest mark since February 14th, that amid pressure from a nationwide cattle shortage. The herd dwindled to its smallest size on record this summer. Those tight supplies driving beef prices to record highs this year, certainly a challenge for consumers. U.S. stocks rallied today, won back most of their sharp losses from last week. That when worries about how President Trump's tariffs might be punishing the economy sent a shudder through Wall Street. The S&P was up 1.5%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 1.3%, the NASDAQ Composite gained 0.2%. The tariff rate on imports from India will rise substantially, President Donald Trump wrote today on the Truth Social Network. India is not only buying massive amounts of Russian oil, they are then, for much of the oil purchase, selling it on the open market for big profits. India would ship some $87 billion worth of goods into the U.S. last year, has a trade surplus of nearly $46 billion, currently facing 25% tariffs for its imports effective August 7th. Trump has said he was raising India's rate to an unspecified amount because they don't care how many people in the Ukraine are being killed by the Russian war machine. India responded to the threat by saying it was being unjustifiably and unreasonably targeted, calling its Russian oil imports a necessity in a statement from its Ministry on External Affairs. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins officially kicking off the inaugural Great American Farmers Market yesterday at the National Mall, celebrating America's farmers' freedom and 250 years of agricultural heritage. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Coalition for Ethanol. The American Coalition for Ethanol is hosting its 38th annual conference at a brand new venue in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, August 20th through 22nd. This must-attend event features timely updates on ethanol public policy, market development, board of director training, and more. Visit ethanol.org for event details. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.